Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Fire Catcher by C.S. Quinn, performed by Napoleon Ryan. London, 1666. London is a city of half-timbered houses and wooden shacks. In the narrow back streets, astrologists predict the future, and alchemists conjure wonders. Traitors' heads line London Bridge, where witches sell potions and gamesters turn cards. The river flowing beneath lands a daily cargo of smuggler gangs and pirates. England has traded her republic for a monarch of the blood. But London's wealth lies in the guilds which regulate trade and set prices. And already there is talk among Londoners that blood is a dangerous currency. Prologue. London, 1649, 17 years before the Great Fire. Sally's heart was pounding as she opened the chest. She heaved the papers into its dark belly, and her candle flame hovered over them. These documents held secrets worth killing for. She knew the risk she took in stealing them. The disused sea chest was the safest place to hide the papers until she could call on the protection of the magistrate. Its ocean duties were long relinquished, and it was too heavy to be moved or sold. As far as Sally knew, no one in the household ever looked inside the great trunk. She pulled back her candle, and the papers fell into darkness. Sally shut the lid and turned the key with shaking fingers. Hewn of a dense teak, the chest was impenetrable. Only fire could breach the interior, and even that by slow degrees. All of London would have to burn before the contents were at risk. Pocketing the key, Sally felt for the heavy shape through the fabric of her apron. Its head bore a symbol of a crown and three knots, the sign of the sealed knot, the brotherhood whom she had served until she discovered their dreadful secret. A sound from the doorway made her start. Sally turned to see her two boys were eyeing her from the threshold. She hadn't dared leave them in their slum home whilst she took the papers, but she'd taken pains to ensure they were ignorant of her purpose.
"I told you to stay downstairs," she hissed. "What did you see?"
The eldest eyed the chest.
"Why did you hide Master Blackstone's marriage certificate?"
he asked. Sally cycled through the safest neck.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?